Inflation. The world is in panic because our money is worth less and less. Its purchasing power is decreasing. What should we do? You can try spending the money on goods as soon as possible to get a cheaper price, but the overwhelming majority of goods is also decreasing in value over time. Invest in real estate. But a decade ago or so, the value of houses collapsed and people were left with the debt that they couldn't pay off. Even without global changes, demographic shifts can make the values of properties decrease. So what do? Inflation is always happening. It is sometimes bigger, it is sometimes smaller, but it's always there. Everything physical is subject to time, and therefore, over time, will lose its value. And inflation occurs not only in stores, but also in our own minds. The things that seem to us to be the pinnacle of our dreams a dozen of years ago are not sounding exciting to us anymore. Even in real estate, I know many people who invested all of themselves into buying and arranging a house for their family. And when they finally achieved what they wanted, their children have already grown up. There was no use for it. And such a large property became just a burden. The piece of real estate that they own may be worth a lot of money on the market, but it doesn't have much value for these people. Everything material is subject to time. The only thing that does not lose its value with years is spirituality. There is no inflation there, never. If I take my money and invest it in mitzvah, a Torah commandment, I invest in something that does not decrease in value. When I spend energy, time on Jewish rituals, on prayers, on helping someone, I spend it on something eternal. Don't the Torah laws have to change over centuries? I'm asked very often. People who are accustomed to living in only material reality are surprised to hear that we follow laws and adhere to values that are more than 3,000 years old. We are used to a world where everything gets old over time, and what was valuable yesterday cannot be valuable today. It is hard to imagine that it is possible to invest money and energy in something that lasts forever. But mitzvahs are actions that are spiritual in their essence. Their material part is simply the way they end up expressing themselves in our reality. And therefore, mitzvahs last forever. Spiritual actions are not subject to inflation. When I ask someone to put on tefillin, to light Shabbat candles, or to devote time to Torah study, I ask them to invest in something that will be just as valuable in 10 years and in 100 years and in 1,000 years for this person's children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. They themselves will never regret this investment, nor will the subsequent generations.